Saturday, July 26th, commemoration of St. Anne, Mother of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The lesson from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. Who shall find a valiant woman? The price of her is as of things brought from far off and from the uttermost coasts. The heart of her husband trusteth in her, and he shall have no need of spoils. She will render him good and not evil all the days of her life. She hath sought wool and flax, and hath wrought by the counsel of her hands. She is like the merchant's ship, she bringeth her bread from afar, and she hath risen in the night, and given a prey to her household, and victuals to her maidens. She hath considered a field, and bought it. With the fruit of her hands she hath planted a vineyard. She hath girded her loins with strength, and hath strengthened her arm. She hath tasted and seen that her traffic is good, her lamp shall not be put out in the night. She hath put out her hands to strong things, and her fingers have taken hold of the spindle. She hath opened her hand to the needy, and stretched out her hands to the poor. She shall not fear for her house in the cold of snow, for all her domestics are clothed with double garments. She hath made for herself clothing of tapestry, fine linen and purple is her covering. Her husband is honorable in the gates, when he sitteth among the senators of the land. She made fine linen and sold it, and delivered a girdle to the Canaanite. Strength and beauty are her clothing, and she shall laugh in the latter day. She hath opened her mouth to wisdom, and the law of clemency is on her tongue. She hath looked well to the paths of her house, and hath not eaten her bread idle. Her children rose up and called her blessed, her husband, and he praised her. Many daughters have gathered together riches, thou hast surpassed them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. The woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. Haydock Commentary. These verses contain a grand eulogy of Bathsheba, who repented, or of a perfect matron. Such are rare, though they may be found. The woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Hitherto, natural qualifications appear, but to these the Christian matron must add sincere piety, and thus Solomon completes the character of his mother, who had given him such excellent instructions. Outward beauty soon decays, but the fear of God is more deserving of praise. Good works shall be rewarded at God's tribunal, when the vain worldly beauty shall be covered with confusion. St. Augustine says, this idea of a perfect woman is best verified in the Catholic Church, though the Blessed Virgin Mary may also be designated. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 52. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hidden in a field, which a man having found, hid it, and for joy thereof goeth, and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a merchant seeking. The Gospel from Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 52. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hidden in a field, which a man having found, hid it, and for joy thereof goeth, and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a merchant seeking good pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went his way, and sold all that he had, and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like to a net cast into the sea, and gathering together of all kind of fishes, which, when it was filled, they drew out, and sitting by the shore, they chose out the good into vessels, but the bad they cast forth. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall go out, and shall separate the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have ye understood all these things? They say to him, Yes. He said unto them, Therefore every scribe instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like to a man that is a householder, who bringeth forth out of his treasure new things and old. Haydock Commentary. The hidden treasure is the gospel of Christ, which conducts to the kingdom of heaven. Thus he who by the knowledge which the gospel affords has found the kingdom of heaven, should purchase it at the expense of everything most near and dear to him. He cannot pay too great a price for his purchase. This eternal kingdom, faith opens to your view, but it does not put you in possession without good works. Because you know how invaluable is the treasure, the pearl, the kingdom here mentioned, you who are scribes and teachers should cultivate it yourselves and communicate the same blessing to others, thus imitating the father of a family who draws from his treasure both new and old things and distributes them to his children according to their several wants and necessities. This was a proverbial expression with the Jews to signify everything useful or necessary for the provision of a family. This according to St. Jerome, St. Augustine, St. John Chrysostom, and Venerable Bede. Thus also a pastor of souls throws light upon the mysteries of the New Testament by the figures of the Old, and explains the workings of grace by the operations of nature.